A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So that whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bend before me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us shall give an account of himself to God, the word of the Lord. In today's passage from the letter to the Romans, Paul gives an important lesson to the Christian community in Rome. Although he did not establish this church and had never met them, he was probably all too familiar with the tensions and jealousies that had similarly plagued the church in Corinth. The community was composed of Jewish and Gentile converts, and they haggled over what food to eat or abstain from, whether to keep Jewish holy days or not. Who were the strong and who the weak? And who knows what else? Paul tackles this perennial issue, which arises wherever there are two or more human beings, judging others. He is not talking about objective judgment on the commandments of God, but small human traditions among the various factions. There is a saying in the spiritual life that comparisons are odious. If we begin to compare ourselves with others, we are on the road to ruin and unhappiness. We will never be satisfied. There will always be some who are better and others who are worse than ourselves, someone to resent or look down on. It is like trying to climb the elusive ladder to success. Two people cannot stand on the same rung. The only way to progress higher is to knock the one above us off the ladder. This is not the will of Christ. We are to live in peace, unity, and love, putting all comparisons and jealousies out of our minds. The temptation to judge and look down on others is a common problem for those striving to grow in holiness, as long as they harbor a worldly competitiveness within. The weak judge and resent those who appear to be strong, while the strong despise and have contempt for the weak or the lowly. Again, this is not the way of Christ. Such conduct is dangerous and uncharitable. An old Protestant minister once said, Should a person not lay his hand upon his mouth before he criticizes another? When we pass swift, uninformed, unloving, and ungenerous judgments, surely we have forgotten that if we speak evil of them, at the same time, we speak evil of the Lord whose name they bear. All of the people in the Christian community of Rome that Paul is writing to have already given themselves to Christ. They have died and been raised with him in baptism. They are no longer to have low human opinions of others. The only one who has a right to judge is God, the Creator, because every human being will stand before the judgment of the Father. All people are brothers and sisters, equally children of the Heavenly Father. Paul also says that we do not belong to ourselves, nor to each other, but we belong to Christ. Ultimately, it is neither independence nor interdependence, although these are true relationships. More fundamentally, we are to be dependent upon Christ. We are mutually dependent because we first belong to God. The only true Christian life is in accord with God's will for our lives. Today is also the feast of St. Martin de Porres. He was a man subject to the judgments and disdain of others because of his mixed races. His father was a Spaniard, and his mother a black Panamanian. It was through the example of Martin's life of profound holiness that people began to accept him for who he was, a great saint of charity. So, today, what can we do to root out this very human failing? We can fix our eyes on Jesus, as the author of the letter to the Hebrews encourages us to do. And today's gospel tells us several times of the rejoicing there is in heaven over one repentant sinner. It may be our gentle manner that will lead others to repentance. And of course, we should never forget that we need to repent every day. Then we can make a strong effort to live in the present moment. Most of our problems stem from dwelling on the past or the future, and missing the beauty and grace of the present moment. The French author Jean-Paul de Caussade even called it the sacrament of the present moment. If we're living in the present, we won't be dwelling on how someone has treated us or what they will get that we won't. Each moment and every struggle is an opportunity to grow in holiness if we will but see it as such. Finally, and most importantly, we must seek to have a loving attitude toward everyone as Jesus does. When we die, each of us will stand alone before God to give an accounting of our lives. We shall not be responsible to account for the conduct of anyone else. Each shall give an account of himself or herself. Let us take heed that we be prepared to give our account with joy. Why don't we begin to take that responsibility today?